playing like warp 10 on everything in here. Playing max on the difficulty scale, and still, I'm totally inside their time, you know? You know what that's like? It's like everything in the world is going slow motion, except you. Boring, right? Just once I wish it could be me going slow motion. Everything else zipping past.
Leave a good-looking corpse.
Well, that's the best thing about dying young, right?
You know what the worst thing is?
About dying young?
About dying when you're still perfect.
I'm not perfect.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, the worst thing about dying young is that your work has no relevance.
Why?
Because you got off easy. You skipped out on all the countless humiliations life had planned for you.
So then, as a career choice, you would advise against dying young?
Well, let's play a game. Go to the mirror and look at your reflection.
Okay.
Now I'm going to describe the situation to you. You ready?
Yeah.
It's the future. You're 40 years old. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
You're 40 years old, and you're a failure as an artist. I mean, you haven't completely stopped fighting, you haven't completely given up the ghost, but it's been years and years, and your work hasn't achieved any real acclaim.
I don't care about acclaim. just as long as I get to keep working.
Well, of course, which is why you haven't quit. But today, you're feeling particularly fragile. It's morning, and you're getting dressed for work.
Where do I work?
You work for your uncle selling cars in New Jersey. It's a long commute, you're running late.
I'm a car salesman.
Used cars.
Wow.
And here's where you have to use your imagination. What you're wearing. Look at yourself. Imagine that you're wearing a dress shirt, boxers, black socks, and nothing else. And you're tying your tie.
I don't know how to tie a tie.
Exactly. You never learned how. That's why you need me to help you.
And who are you, Louise? You my wife?
I am. I'm your wife. And usually I tie your ties and I hang them on the doorknob, so all you have to do is slip them over your head, but I forgot today, so you need my help. And here's another thing you have to imagine. You've gotten chubby over the years. Your hair started to thin. Can you imagine that? And today's one of those days when you look in the mirror and you wonder if you have any fucking purpose at all in life. You're having a moment of serious doubt.
I'm scared.
You're terrified. You're terrified. And here I am, I'm standing behind you, tying your tie. You, a grown man, in your boxers and black socks. I'm standing here like your mother, and I look down at your stomach and... you have love handles. And they're oozing out over your boxers, and I reach down and I grab them and I give them a jiggle and I say, darling, why don't you take up jogging? Imagine me saying that to you, just like that. Sing-song, like a joke.
And what do I say?
Nothing. You say nothing. There's nothing you can say. You just have to stand there until I finish. You just have to suck it up.
It's pretty harsh.
You bet. And guess what? It's just the tip of the iceberg. But it's that humiliation that will connect you to the rest of us. It's that feeling that will give your work meaning.